reason of which.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Morning, County Board of Supervisors. April 13th, 2021. I have one change to the agenda. Items D will be postponed for a week. The retirement situation came up very quickly last week, and I was trying to get it ready in time for the agenda. Fortunately, Terry Johnson, the Des Moines County Auditor, informed me that we couldn't appoint a replacement until we published an intent to appoint. So Terry's taking care of that, and it will be in the newspapers, and it is most certainly our intent to appoint Natalie as a recorder. But Terry thinks we ought to do it legally. So we'll postpone it to next week so Chad doesn't have to come in and cart me off.
Wasn't it nice when Terry's on vacation?
Look back and look at that agenda.
Anyway, so we're postponing that for a week, but it in no way affects our intent.
Are you going to remove one of those items for in personnel actions too then?
Yes, and that's
Natalie's letter.
Two items. Is it one or two?
No, the one you'll leave on there.
Okay, well, there's only two items there. Okay, and we will remove Natalie's item from the
personnel
actions, and that will be on next week's.
What's Natalie's last name?
Steffner.
She doesn't have one.
Anyway, so,
might want to spell it.
Might want to spell it.
I think we have a fairly enough detailed accounting of my mistakes.
These people go by one name.
No, just Natalie.
After this, we'll tell you what we call Bob.
I'm going to call Leia.
that's something we can discuss during
conference. Get off the record.
All right. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
I have none.
We'll meet with department heads. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
It just sounds like some interesting things happened. Last week while I was gone, I enjoyed my vacation, so I'm back.
We were a little suspicious that your vacation coincided with Brian's 5-year construction budget.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I missed that.
Fortunately for you,
I've cut deep.
It's on YouTube.
I tortured Cheryl, so.
It's on YouTube.
So you think
okay, go back and review.
And Cheryl's thrilled.
The word is she schedules all her vacations around Brian's presentation.
I think Colin has notes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you can probably watch the recording.
I can catch up then.
Yeah, we can quiz you for it later.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Just kind of the same old for us. Parks are busy, weather's getting nice. I will note that spring turkey season has opened, so if you're out in some of our public wildlife areas, just be cognizant of potential hunters out there. Otherwise, that's really about it.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads. I'm surprised to see you here if turkey season's open.
It's a stretch for me to be here today, but I'm here. I did not kill my turkey yesterday, so. So, Chris and I are in the same boat. Good morning. Projects are going along good, actually. Glad that we are as far as we are on the Flint Creek Bridge before we got all that rain, because the Flint sure came up fast. But as did the river, for that matter. But I believe probably as of this morning, the deck's probably officially cured out. So that was poured last week. Dirt contractor got started on removing some pavement last week, but then I think it rained Wednesday and of course all weekend. So there hasn't been a whole lot of productivity right there. So that project is going. They're stripping forms off the bridge, which is a lengthy process as it is. So there's a lot of work to do, but it's nice to see a bridge sitting there. And Flint Bottom is moving along. We poured our first mainline concrete on Friday. Did about 1,000 yards of concrete on Friday, so it was a full day. So last week was a good week. Anytime you see concrete get poured on projects, that's a good sign you're making good headway. So they're continuing to work. Obviously, again, they were pretty wet come Monday also with the amount of rain we got. A lot of guys were out this weekend quite a bit, not so much with flooding as you might expect, but from trees being down. When you get that saturated with that much wind, it takes the tree and the root ball and everything. So I think they had 4 different tree and road calls through the night, and starting that afternoon into the night there, Saturday night into Sunday. So a couple holes in the road where that much rain makes problems show up, stuff like that. So, other than that, things are moving. And I'll be coming to you with a contract here at some point for the Pleasant Grove project. I'm sure I'm forgetting something with everything going on, but it's been busy. I will also be we had talked about the B-level road that we have somebody, that short stretch of B-level road, we have somebody looking to upgrade possibly. I showed you that on our project tour, and we talked about it in a work session. I'll be working towards a petition on that from the sounds of it. So I just want to let you know, it sounds like that's at least to a point they want to at least start a petition and start looking at the right-of-way possibilities. So I did want to mention that to you also. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney. I thought I'd get you. You might have a busy day ahead.
Actually, not too bad. I just had a trial setting conference before this, so we're getting ready for the trials for next week. It always takes longer than everyone anticipates. So we're just keeping busy, getting ready to do trials. We're moving through the list. We're reaching the point where the COVID timelines and the regular timelines are now starting to converge, and it's giving us a little bit of a bottleneck. So we're trying to work some of those things out. But no, just staying busy.
Thank you. Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
We're both here today. We have a work session coming up. After the meeting, we've got one agenda item for a subdivision. Apart from that, we've had a few discussions, may have a larger subdivision in the works here in the coming months, but nothing particularly concerning. So, you got anything else?
I've just been kind of a busy couple of weeks there.
I was
actually out on vacation and got a ton of emails and phone calls, so I just kept forwarding them to Jared while I was out. So he's been really good about responding to people and get back. A couple other subdivisions we're expecting to come in, and kind of seems like every week there's one or two subdivisions. Keep plugging away and staying busy. So.
Thanks, Jared. Rodney Wiesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Got an agenda item today. Also, maybe next week, I'd like to look at a work session. One of the projects we've had on the radar for the last couple of years is the alley and the back. So I'd like to talk to you guys next week about that a little bit. So talk to the waterworks, and they're willing to work with us. So we're getting a quote on that project, and maybe look at trying to get something done this year instead of next year. So, other than that, just really busy. Got lots of different projects going on. So, thank you.
And you'd probably like to see something done with the alley. We've had a couple of accidents there over the last few years.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. Now do we step into the Des Moines County Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just thought I'd give you an update on the county UTV permits. We are at 271, and that is up 50 from that time a year ago.
What's that, four something?
271.
271.
Otherwise, just business as usual.
Thank you, Natalie. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. This month we're doing mental health training. We actually have invited our EAP lady to come join me. So she's giving a discussion on what our EAP is and how it works. I've got to admit, even I'm impressed. There was things that I didn't know it covered, so it was enlightening for me. I definitely think it will be for the employees, so I would suggest that everyone participates in it. We are doing something different. We've been talking about it for a while, and we've decided this is the perfect one to start. Tomorrow at City Hall, I have two trainings, one at 8 and one at 9. We are actually going to be recording them, and then we will be putting it out on YouTube. So everyone can, I will send a link out to everyone, even the departments that don't get a chance to participate. This way, anybody that needs the training, no matter if they're on vacation, they're out because of COVID, whatever's going on, they will have access to this link. I'm actually quite excited about it. We've got a chainsaw training coming up. I think I can, you guys know how animated I can be. I think we can have a lot of fun with this. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Like I said, it's all new to me. And who knows, maybe safety companies will want to advertise their equipment and we can start bringing some money into the city.
You want to be careful about being too animated with the chainsaw.
Yeah, I'll have to watch. You know me, I tend to say what I think, so I'm going to have to, and I'm going to have to make sure that I warn the employees that come too that, you know, this is recorded and this will be, you know, going possibly worldwide, so let's all behave ourselves.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Angie. Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Lieutenant McCune, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. Sheriff Glenn Denning and Chief Deputy Grimshaw are both out of town at a training conference, so you get me. I just want to report that it's business as usual across the street at the Sheriff's Office, and we're currently sitting at 82 at the correctional facility and 7 out of county.
Okay. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Our 7-day rolling positivity rate has gone up a little bit. We're currently at 5% with 22 cases in the last 7 days. So that has kind of steadily increased. We were down to 1% probably 3 weeks ago. So definitely want to encourage people to go ahead and make sure that you're doing the mitigation strategies. We are continuing with vaccination clinics. Currently, we have, in our county, we have given over 29,000 first doses. And we have completed, by provider, 10,000, almost 11,000 completed series in our county. So we are continuing the clinics. We have another large clinic on Friday. It's from 8 to 5. People can go to the website and sign up. And the Des Moines County website, or we are also now accepting walk-ins. So we encourage anyone who's interested in coming just to come down to the auditorium. It's first dose, and then they'll come back in 3 weeks for a second dose. There was some information out there about they are suspending the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We just received notification of that at this time. We have had very little Johnson & Johnson in our county. Just a couple hundred doses, and so that's not going to really impact our vaccine clinics. We utilize a lot of the Pfizer, but I know that's out of the media, as well as, like I said, we did get the notification from the state this morning. So I think that's all I have.
So Friday at the auditorium?
Friday at the auditorium. It's we advise people to sign up. It makes it a little easier if people do go to the website, the Boyne County website. But yes, they walk-ins are welcome.
You walking down there or
at the auditorium?
At the auditorium Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Friday.
And what's the hours?
8 to 5.
I know my granddaughter, she's under 18, and she came down and got hers. They signed her up on that website. I think that's great because a lot of these young kids want this.
They do. Yeah, absolutely. The one thing is, if they're between that, if they're under 18, so 16 and up, are able to get the visor. If they're under 18, they do have to have a parent's consent. And we are also working, we've had some conversation with the schools, potentially do an immunization clinic, open it up at the schools as well.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Krista.
No, all that. I went to that clinic last week or the week before, and that is a well-oiled machine. You're just, I mean, you're in and out of there, and there's no, the longest time it takes is just for you to fill out the paper. I just, kudos to you and your team. That is, for such a big operation, man, you guys have got that down pat. Well, way to go on that.
Thank you.
I've heard nothing but compliments on that. That's really impressive. Good job. We'll get back to anybody online, Colin. Okay. I didn't miss anybody. Okay. Correspondence.
Bob's got a question.
Is parental consent, how do they do that?
So if their parents want to come in and just sign the consent form, otherwise they're able to pick up a consent form and have their parents sign that and bring that with them. And also on the Des Moines County website, there is a consent form. So if they want to download that, they can do that and have their parents sign it and bring the form with them.
Okay. I have no correspondence to either of you gentlemen.
I have no correspondence.
Okay, we'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have a resolution setting the time and date of the fiscal 21 budget amendment. Be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors, hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal 21 budget amendment for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021 at 9 a.m. at the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Approval of janitorial service quotes. That would be Mr. Buister.
Yeah, good morning. This is basically just kind of a renewal from Porter Cleaning. They did the service last year. It's for the jail, CPC office, roads, and conservation for a total of $47,016. There was no increase in the rates, and they've done a great job, so. We would recommend approval of their renewal quote.
Thank you, Rodney.
I move to approve janitorial services quote.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Letter of resignation, County Recorder. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure serving Des Moines County as treasurer, as recorder, I apologize. It has been a pleasure serving Des Moines County as recorder. I've been in this office 3 months short of 20 years and will be retiring effective April 9th due to medical issues. Sincerely, Lisa L. Hazel, Des Moines County Recorder.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have final plat and resolution for the first addition to Twin Oaks Minor Subdivision.
All right. Twin Oaks, the original, probably sounds familiar. That was actually just last year that was approved. So we're dealing with some property off of Beaverdale Road, northwest of West Burlington. The Twin Oaks subdivision involves an existing landscaping business that was being carved off of the neighboring properties, which was largely open space at the time. Isolate that to the commercial business. There's also been the brothers involved with that business have each developed homes in this area, and the intent of this subdivision is to create an additional lot for another member of that same family to build a home. So it creates a lot of about just over 5.5 acres. It utilizes an existing driveway off of Beaverdale Road, which I believe dates to before this family had initially purchased that property about 10 or 15 years ago. But it's already used as the means of access for a residence on the adjoining property labeled Parcel F. This driveway will be shared by this new house and then the house located on Parcel F. During our review of the subdivision, it came to our attention that the way the plat was labeled only made reference to, for the easement that's shown on here, it only made reference to the current owner subdivider of the property, and we had determined that that was initially placed only in reference to that property, basically the remainder of the parcel that's being split here once this lot two is split off. So we informed them that there was nothing on there particularly for Parcel F, which is the house that utilizes this driveway, because it borders Beaverdale Road, but the frontage is minimal, so this allows access to both. So after consulting with them, they were able to determine that needed to be fixed. So the language on the plat has been updated to indicate that the owners of all property adjoining lot two on the west, so that's the parcel F as well as the original parcel this is being carved out of, those both will be able to have access through this lot two on the easement that's shown on the plat. And then in addition to that, the only other significant comment we received was with regards to the health department. This is just our standard situation here where a house has yet to be built and no septic permit has been filed, so we will be including a condition on the plat that a permit for a septic system needs to be filed before construction of a house, and then it needs to be installed before the home is occupied. So with that, we would recommend approval of this subdivision with that one condition regarding the septic.
I move that we approve the final plat and resolution of addition to Twin Oaks Minor Subdivision.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Thank you, Jared. We'll get that signed right now. Okay, we have a approval of a quitclaim deed for a portion of vacated Bluff Street in the unincorporated town of Kingston.
This was something that was promised to a landowner under the previous county engineer, so that gives you an idea how long it's been. The county vacated this street years ago. The landowner came along and requested, back during the vacation process, requested the county to do a quitclaim deed. We don't do quitclaim deeds typically. What we do is, if the landowner wants a quitclaim deed, because it's not required by code, but it's pretty common for attorneys and mortgage companies to want those. The deal I cut with them is they have their attorney prepare a quitclaim deed, and then I run it through the Board of Supervisors. In this case, I decided to honor the offer, or whatever you want to call it, from the previous engineer to create the quitclaim deed. So that's what you have in front of you. So this is nothing new. This is cleaning up business from probably 18, 19, 20 years ago. What it is they're refinancing, and it's the mortgage company, which is, again, typical. Anyway, the road's been vacated years and years ago. It's not even a used road. I'm not sure in Kingston that was ever a used road, pretty typical in those unincorporated towns. There is a sketch of a plat. We won't record that plat. It's just something to give some perspective. We had a work session about this, probably been a month and a half ago now, I guess. But so you're aware of it. This is just kind of the culmination of the work to get it to this point. So I would request your approval of this quitclaim deed.
I move that we approve the quitclaim deed for the vacated road in Kingston.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Tom Broker.
Yes.
There's not too many roads in Kingston.
No, there aren't too many, but this is, when this comes up, it is, I'd almost go 100%. This is always in these unincorporated towns.
Yeah.
They platted these things out back in the 1800s, and they have, they're a full road network. There's regular roads, and then there's alleys, and the problem is nobody ever paid attention to it. So there's houses, buildings, all over the place, on right away, across alleys, and alleys that never, or even roads that never got used. And so this is the most common situation for these to come up in.
Okay, we have personnel actions for the attorney. Haley Hamilton, clerk one, a 24-month step increase to $35,407.68.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Personnel action for the correctional center. Russell Egan, assistant cook, a 3-month step increase from $8.84 an hour to $9.17 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Personnel action from the recorder's office. Renee Wellborn, part-time clerk, the full-time clerk too. The previous rate was $14.50 an hour, and new rate is $26,829.79.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Sheriff's report of fees collected in March 2021. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review.
Actually, I have a problem with that. It says that they gave up $5,000 for R&B, and I love R&B. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But I just think that's a lot of money to spend a month on that, and I just want to bring it to the court's attention, sir.
I think we approved that probably in last year's budget. I thought R&B was part of everything. You ever heard Chad sing?
No.
I'll tell you what, the...
I don't think you want to.
Give him a mic. You do have one sister. Who's it?
Corey.
Corey. Corey Whitaker.
Corey's always singing.
Now he can. I've heard Corey sing. Corey can sing. Sometimes, surprisingly. So... that's enough of that. We have minutes for the regular meeting of April 6th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Well, we didn't finish my category of mistakes. I need to take number six off there, too. Well, we'll have these all cataloged by the end of the meeting. But I'm looking forward to next week, Natalie. I truly am. Any other business?
I have nothing.
I have none. Future agenda items?
I have none.
We have several.
Yes, three of them, Dan.
Yes, we do. And it'll be one of my highlights in my time at this board. Committee reports.
I have none.
I attended sort of an ad hoc Zoom meeting with Optima and representatives of the Southeast Iowa Link. We are currently, as you've heard me discuss before, without a community mental health center, and loggerheads with the State Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. So we're still trying to figure out how to get that approved. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to initiate that call or email. In the meantime, does anybody in the room have any comments? I'm sure one hand's about to go up. Maybe not. I thought I was looking at Bob. Oh, this is be the first meeting he hasn't had a comment. Becomes somewhat of a tradition. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
Okay, fine. Can you imagine Thomas Broker and myself sitting in classrooms together day after day? Or worse yet, being the teacher.
I was going to say, I would probably feel more sympathy for the teacher.
This was toward the middle of the last century. It's not that funny, Bob. You weren't too far behind us.
We don't want to go there, trust me.
Tom, I think we spoke, was it last week, about that Senate file with the tax reform? I see that did pass the Senate. I haven't gotten an update as far as where that is.
I have not. I've sent a couple emails and texts, and I have not heard. Have you heard, Bob, where it stands now? No, I'm talking to Mr. Bartles.
There is a lack of unity and consensus on that bill. It could pass. To the detriment in its present form of pretty much both organizations like COVID and county boards as well. But there's also consideration of amendments, so it's uncertain. It's a period of uncertainty. Yeah.
Is that the file, Chris, related to the back bill?
It's got back bill implications, got mental health implications.
Conservation
tax credit implications. It's pretty wide range. And we've got forest reserve implications in there. It's pretty comprehensive.
Well, I heard it didn't really affect the forest reserve. Whatever it says about that already was the law. It just reinforces that you can't, if you're not paying taxes on it, you can't rent it out for money.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Okay. Receiving no public input, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.